Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
How about that, Doctor?
So funny.
Doctor.
It's time for Anthony Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo with Cap and J-Hood.
Rizzo to right. Out of here.
You want, and Rizzo sends one to deep right field. No doubt about it.
Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo in the air. Well hit. It is a grand slammer.
A monster shot for Anthony Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo on Cap and J-Hood. Right here on ESPN 1000.
Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O.
Anthony Rizzo, our guy, is brought to you by your Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota and Valparaiso University. And Anthony joins us now. Riz, good morning. Let's start with Amir Garrett, Javi Baez, and that epic walk-off. I guess it's a base hit because it was a deep fly, but stirring the pot with the bat, tearing his shirt open and throwing the bat. What'd you think of that? Because Garrett didn't like it.
I thought it was a great win for us. We came out, Kimbrel there in the ninth, gets into a little jam. He lets out a huge roar, pumps us up. And obviously there's definitely, Javi doesn't forget things, and I appreciate him winning that game for us and showing the emotion he did.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to do that at least once in your career because it's got to feel good, Rizzo. You need to be able to, get a hold of one, tear off that jersey, and be like, hey, man, I got you. Will that happen in your career? I want to see that one time. It'd be awesome.
It depends on the moment, but... That was a really nice win for us last night, for sure.
Do it against Freddie Freeman, then. Next time. Do it against him.
Yeah, I guess I did kind of laugh at him.
Right. So. You got a hold of one against Miley. So what was the scouting report, and what did you hit there?
I hit a cutter, kind of just backed up on him. I know he likes to go down away on me a lot. With him, you just got to get him in the zone. We did a really good job last night at really laying off those pitches out of the zone by him as a team. Nico had really good at-bats off him. A lot of guys have good at-bats. But with Miley, he's so good at, getting strike one and then nibbling, or even nibbling from the get-go. So you got to really be disciplined against him.
So I know you've been asked about this. I don't know if you heard you were playing. No, that was the Sunday night White Sox game. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the Buster Only audio where he said, he believes Anthony Rizzo's going to be a member of the Boston Red Sox. Like, did you hear that? And what is your reaction that, wow, people are actually talking about this?
Yeah, I didn't hear it, but it is crazy. A couple of my friends have texted me. But this is part of what's going to happen in the next 3 days, and things are going to continue to be thrown out there and talk, and it's completely out of my control right now. And it's crazy that I'm even in this position and we're in this position, but it's completely out of my control. And I just stick to all the routine, work out this morning, go to the field, do my routine, play a baseball game.
Would you like to hear it?
Would I like to hear the Buster Only?
Yes.
No, I mean, I'll take your word for it, but I have a lot of respect for Buster and all the insiders. But right now, I try to just stay away from all of it.
I know, but again, you being on the Chicago Cubs team and just to have your name mentioned where other teams covet you, does that matter to you at all?
Yeah. I mean, if other teams want you, that means they want you. That means they're excited to get a player. Chafin going to the A's, A's are excited to get him and help them win, right? And he's a great guy. So it's no different. Whenever you're going to a team, you feel like they want you and they appreciate you.
I just like the back end of your bullpen. It's too bad that Chafin's gone. I felt like he wasn't around long enough for us to be able to know him like you know him. I mean, when we saw the T-shirt that said failed starter, I'm like, okay, this guy's just a Grabowski, just a regular guy. What was he like for you as a teammate?
He was great. He was great. When he came in last year, he was a little quiet. And this spring, I enjoyed him and things he would do. I would kind of try to get him to embrace him and be more of himself. And that's the biggest thing I said to him, just be yourself over there, because he's such a good dude. And in this game, when you go into a new clubhouse, a new atmosphere, it takes a while to adjust and settle in. But he was great to have. He was a constant, steady force. And, whether they did good or bad, he was always the same guy. And that's the things you appreciate most as a teammate.
Riz, we've asked you different times about progress on contracts, all that. And it's always, that's weeks away, or it was 2019 or 2020. And now, all of a sudden, the deadline is 3 days from now. Is there a melancholy feel in the room when you walk in? Are you all looking at each other going, is today the last day? Are you going to be here? Am I going to be here? What is it? Is it the elephant in the room, or it's completely not discussed?
It's weird. It's definitely weird. It's not like we're going in talking about who we're getting, which we've done for the last 5 years. So, it's a different feeling that, but who knows what's going to happen. It's so out of our control that, the one thing I do know is I know absolutely nothing when it comes to all this stuff. So
they don't call you and say, hey, we're going to call Mark, your agent. Well, let's talk one more time. They don't keep you apprised of anything. It's simply a business transaction.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's the way it is right now. And that's all right. That's what it is. And just grateful to be able to be playing baseball.
Well, it's like you told us last week. It's not that you don't know. You said you didn't want to know. That you didn't want to. You just want to focus on baseball. I know that would be, I'd be going nuts. Like, am I packing or am I not packing? But for you, you just said, let me just focus on the game. You said you didn't even want to know until the deal, a deal could happen, right?
Yeah, I just think that if you read into everything, you're going to drive yourself crazy. And at this point and where we're at as a team, I think it could be, you see and hear things just because, we're in a baseball clubhouse with MLB Network on, and I have my buddies will text me and see stuff. So I kind of see a lot of things inadvertently, but I just don't go out seeking the what's out there on every up-to-date minute, because that right there will drive you into a deep hole if you allow yourself to get into it.
Riz, there's a number of young players on this roster I'm looking forward to seeing for the next few years. Alzolay is going to start for you against Gutierrez. Do you see Alzolay, guys like him, being part of the near future, or will you think that they might go elsewhere also? Because I think there's a number of guys I can look at and say, this could be part of the Cubs' future.
Yeah. Right now, Alzolay's been doing a great job. I feel like he's had really good outings, all of his outings, and just giving up a couple hits here, home runs here. But overall, I feel like his stuff has been really quality and continues to develop and learn. And the best place to do that is here in the big league. So, I love watching Nico play and seeing him continue to develop. I know Hap is not having the year he likes, but with his tool set and his mindset and his mental skill set, I think, he's. I'm hoping he gets hot soon because I love watching him play and work. So, I mean, there's going to be guys that are going to have to step up here, and hopefully I can continue to still be here and help them, develop throughout their career.
You are a married guy now. you have a wife, when you got traded from Boston to San Diego, it was just Anthony Rizzo. You get traded from San Diego to Chicago, it's Anthony Rizzo. You go through all these highs, 5 out of 6 years of the playoffs. You catch the final out that ends 108 years of insanity. And that image of you with your arms in the air will live on forever. How do you, Anthony Rizzo, counsel Emily Rizzo, your wife, that, hey, hon, don't react to social media. Don't turn on MLB Network. But you may get a call from me that we're moving. How do you handle that?
I think it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's part of life. And, you know, when things didn't go the way we thought they would go this spring and last year, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? It's so out of our control. I tell that to her. She grasp the concept of the rumors and whatnot, and but it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next 3 days and the direction that the franchise is going to go.
You also assume, Cap, that Rizzo calls his wife hun. I thought that was odd. Do you call your wife hun? I think that's kind of old school, isn't it? Is it not?
Yeah, I call her hun every once in a while, I guess. I'll start now.
All right, well, just make us one promise, that if next Tuesday you are the Boston Red Sox first baseman or anybody other than the Cubs, you're going to come on and say goodbye to us.
Deal.
You got it. All right, deal. Have a great week. 2 home runs in 2 days, number 3 tonight. Sound good?
That sounds amazing.
Well, thanks for joining us, hon. We appreciate it.
All right, guys.
All right, we'll see you. There he is, Anthony Rizzo, and he's brought to you by Toyota and Valparaiso University. I mean, that might be, it's really crazy. He's been on with you and I. He's been on with me. I've done TV with him, charity events, since 2015. And here we are in 2021, and that might be the final time we talk to him as a Cub.
Well, you know, we've asked him this season in particular, what else does he watch on television besides baseball? He goes, no, I watch, you know, the highlights, and I watch SportsCenter and what's going on. And here's the thing, not really a deep movie guy, so he knows what's going on.
He does.
Because some guys will just turn it off and just listen to music or watch movies, get away from sports, but he clearly understands what's going on and knows that his name is bandied about, that it's in the rumor mill. To the point where he didn't want to hear from Buster Olney.
He did not.
And it was a compliment. What Buster was saying is, if he went to the Red Sox, well, he'd be a key member of that team. Strong defensively, clubhouse leader
blood
guy.
Pressure stays low in pressure situations.
Absolutely. In that market. Right?
Correct. Did a White Sox player put his foot in his mouth last night? My partner was not happy. Next. Exactly.